C-minus 88. Port-au Français Research Station, La Grande Terre, Kerguelen Islands. Over the course of a painfully long hour, Billy Kendrick had spoken only a few times to the GSC Security Corps officers who were holding him in the eerily quiet room where he had been entertaining his tour group just a short while earlier. "You idiots have no more authority to call the shots on the whole of this island than you would to call the shots in the whole state of Florida," he snapped after several failed attempts to get any information out of them. "Having a few staff in a space-related research station doesn't mean that everything else in the vicinity of that station falls under your control." The men ignored these comments as totally as they had ignored every other before them, leading Billy to reluctantly resign himself to the fact that all he could do was wait for someone smarter than these idiots to show up. As yet, he had seen no activity on the other side of the room's window, through which the incredible bolide had announced its arrival earlier in the morning. Billy was starting to strongly suspect that the GSC staff on the island were as clueless as he was about what would happen next, and that the organization's top brass had probably told the grunts on the ground to keep him under close observation until further notice. He imagined that such notice would come at the moment when someone with a brain finally realized that he didn't know anything about the bolide that hadn't already gone around the world via dozens of recordings made by his tourists and the island's resident researchers, but there were still no clues as to how far away that moment might be. The two officers in the room weren't even looking at Billy, and he felt confident that he could have easily made it to the door and ran outside had there been anywhere to run. Unfortunately, there wasn't, since without ground transport, there would be no easy way back to the safety of his ship and the friendly faces of his many tourists. Just as his boredom was building to a level of physical discomfort, such feelings long having replaced annoyance and fear as his primary state of being, a large wired telephone to Billy's left began to emit a dim red flash. It wasn't ringing out loud, but a call was definitely coming in. The men, paying no attention, were none the wiser. The building Billy was sitting in had nothing to do with the French National Center for Space Studies, and as such was supposed to be free from direct GSC oversight. The officers also had radios strapped to their waists, so Billy thought that whoever was calling was more likely to be friendly than hostile, and quite possibly someone from the ship who knew which building and room he'd been inside when the meteor arrived. Nothing to lose, he thought, reaching slowly towards the still flashing handset. He trod a careful line between being quick enough to answer before the caller gave up and being subtle enough to not startle the observers until he had the phone in his hand and could reveal that he was being held against his will. Billy shifted his chair slightly and reached further. "Just a little further." The two men began to laugh heartily at a joke Billy didn't hear, both of them looking the other way and paying even less attention than before. "Almost there."